the sunny side of the street.
When a mysterious man appears wearing a white hat and saying things like, "This is the way the universe begins," he is probably God, or maybe a theoretical physicist, or the narrator of a play, or maybe a little of all three. In the case of Craig Wright's popular drama, The Pavilion, now playing at Cinnabar Theater, the narrator is played by Jeff Cote, whose dependably solid presence and his gift at quick character changes convinces us quickly that this godlike creator probably shares some DNA with the stage manager from Thornton Wilder's Our Town. Both characters guide the scenes of their plays, stepping in and out as a number of supporting characters. With The Pavilion, a bittersweet morsel about fate, love, and the choices we cannot undo with wishing or regret, Cote, and the playwright, of course, established from the start that we humans are always in the act of creating and destroying our own universes. We, the audience, are meant to think about our own choices, to recognize them as part of the grand, never-ending dance party of time and space. Such mythopoetic dreamspeak is an ambitious goal for a play with only three actors, and at times The Pavilion actually succeeds in pulling it off. Unfortunately, unlike in Our Town, where a run-of-the-mill morning in Grover's Corners really does become a metaphor for the lifespan of the entire human race, very little that takes place in The Pavilion feels as earth-shakingly profound as it clearly wants us to think it is. Though there are strong moments of humor and pathos, The Pavilion frequently bogs down in static predictability and simplistic character development. Still, there is an honest, aching heart beating beneath Wright's lyrical dialogue, and at times the power of the prose overcomes the script's other weaknesses. Directed by Tara Blau, Wright's metaphysical fable is set during a run-of-the-mill 20-year high school reunion in the fictional town of Pine City, Minnesota. Peter, played by Nathan Cummings, and Carrie, played by Sammy Granberg, were once the cutest couple in school. But 20 years ago, Carrie got pregnant, and Peter, frightened at the prospect of losing control of his life, fled Pine City, leaving Carrie to deal with her crisis alone. She did not take this rejection well. Now, after years of regret, Peter appears, flowers in hand, at the Pavilion, a soon-to-be-demolished local landmark, with hopes of rekindling the aborted relationship, too late to do anything about the aborted child Carrie still grieves. Seething with hurt and resentment, she has no interest in seeing Peter again, let alone discussing the pain of those experiences so many years ago, and yet they do talk about it. And occasionally, Cote shapeshifts into a colorful classmate, some man, some female, to interject some comic relief as Peter and Carrie stumble toward a kind of forgiveness. It's too bad that Cummings and Granberg, fine actors clearly working at the top of their game here, have little fire or chemistry together and both read far younger on stage than the 38 years they are supposed to be, robbing the tale of much of its intended world-weary angst. There is much that is moving and memorable about The Pavilion, but just like Peter and Carrie's hopes for their lives, I somehow expected a little bit more than I got. The Pavilion runs Friday through Sunday through September 22nd at Cinnabar Theater, cinnabartheater.com. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.